In the isolated regions of central Appalachia, music was the only form of entertainment in years past, and that's still alive today thanks to the Crooked Road, a driving trail that connects music venues in southwest Virginia. It stretches from the Blue Ridge to the Cumberland Mountains for 333 miles, crossing some of the poorest areas in this country. And as part of our coverage on live music venues this summer, Desiree Moses traveled the Crooked Road and has this story.
Making a living in central Appalachia has never been easy.
You know, it was a rough life. It was a hard life.
Guitarist Greg Ward is a native of Floyd, Virginia, population 432.
And that's where the music played in. My great-grandfather and my great-uncle Charlie played on the front porch on Saturday. And, I mean, it would start Friday night maybe, and it might not end till Sunday.
We got a couple of dance bands coming up and some raffles.
In 2013, the poverty rate in Appalachian Virginia was 3% higher than the national average. The region has depended on lumber and coal, says Stuart Scales, who teaches Appalachian geography at Virginia Tech. When the energy industry changed, the local economy suffered.
With the companies leaving the mines, they're also leaving the area in general, so that's leaving people without jobs. You know, the big question is, what happens next? And I think the advent of the Crooked Road, that's been a different take on the approach to how do we get people and money into the region.
And we really saw that the music was this huge, untapped, unappreciated asset.
That's Woody Crenshaw, who until recently owned the Floyd Country Store, one of nine main stops along the Crooked Road.
Always wonderful to have Katie and the Bubba Tones here with us. Let's give them a big hand. All right. Katie and the Bubba Tones.
The music he's talking about is what's called old time, early country, or bluegrass. The idea for the Crooked Road came from the late musicologist Joe Wilson and Todd Christensen of the Virginia Department of Housing in 2003. By the next year, the governor declared it Virginia's Heritage Music Trail. The town of Bristol is another stop along the Crooked Road, and Leah Ross is the executive director of Bristol's Birthplace of Country Music Museum.
There's probably not a month goes by someone stops in our office and says, "We're following the Crooked Road."
Museum curator Jessica Turner, who's from the region, says the European violin and the banjo with its origins in Africa met in southwest Virginia, taking root in the mountains along with settlers in the 18th century.
In this region, there's such a great interaction of cultures. You've got African-American spiritual songs that become influential. You've got certainly a Native American music tradition. You've got fiddle tunes from Western Europe, and all of this mixes together to become really what is distinctly Appalachian.
These tunes continue to be passed down from parents to their children today.
Well, early on the morning, while dew was on the ground, Jim left his little mountain farm for a trip that day to town.
I met Eric Marshall and his 12-year-old son, Ben, during their first performance at the Floyd Country Store. Eric has been playing bluegrass for 17 years, but he didn't force it on his son. It was when his band was short a player that Ben offered to fill in.
I kind of started playing. We were at Galax's Fiddler's Convention, and there wasn't a bass player. I was like, "Daddy, can I play the bass?"
And they've been playing together ever since.
For me to get to play music with my son, and we bless his heart, sometimes I know I give him a fit about how I want to do certain things. To write songs with him, get on stage and play songs with him, and record songs with him, is something that, I mean, I couldn't have wished for.
Marshall and his son came to play on the Crooked Road from their home in North Carolina. As local musician Greg Ward says, the Appalachians aren't lacking for musicians.
It's very easy to pull together four or five absolute strangers, and that's a big part of it, because now you're not just playing music together, but you're swapping lies and you're laughing and, you know, all the other things.
This is a family, he says, a sentiment echoed by Floyd's Woody Crenshaw.
We're here building a community for ourselves. We're not designing this to attract other people, but we felt that if we were really honest about developing the music and the way that's presented, that visitors would appreciate it, and they have.
A 2008 study of the Crooked Road's economic impact found that it generated over $13 million that year alone. This influx of tourism has also given locals a sense of pride.
A lot of communities which felt like they just didn't have the assets, they didn't have the opportunities. They didn't have a direction. I think the Crooked Road has offered some hope for communities along the road. I really do.
And it's attracted the attention of tourism officials in Tennessee, who contacted Crenshaw asking to come visit. The home of Nashville, Beale Street, and Graceland wanted to know how to harness creative energy in its smaller communities, the same way the Crooked Road has for towns in Virginia like Floyd. For NPR News, I'm Desiree Moses.